All right, Jessica Kleinschmidt joins us, and it's a pleasure to have Jessica on. She is an associate editorial producer, does the Cut 4 segment on MLB.com. And Jessica, I love what you're doing. Nice to have you on the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about this segment, because when I started this show 22 years ago, I did the little tagline, the color, humor, and personality of baseball. And it's the first thing I thought of when I started to see these little cut fours that you put on MLB.com. It is truly the color and personality of baseball. Tell me how it came about, and let's chat about some of them.
Yeah, so the main title, the main, I guess, mission statement for Cut 4 is, you know, basically they want to bring all the, quote, awesome stuff in baseball. And I'm one of the weirdos that think everything is awesome in baseball, whether it's good or bad. Now, this is extracurricular stuff. So you'll see, like, Orlando Arcia running into the crowd and stealing a fan's ice cream, or a really cool, sweet story about, you know, a young kid just, you know, Luke Terry is one arm and he's killing it on his high school baseball team. And, you know, stories like that. So the beauty of Cut 4 is you don't have to be a hardcore baseball fan to enjoy our stuff, but we still have stuff for the hardcore baseball fan. So it's even people that may not like baseball, I may not agree with their views, but they're still going to like a lot of the stuff that we put out. I think that's the beauty of what Cut 4 can bring.
Yeah, I think it's terrific, because Jessica Kleinschmidt is with us. And I tell everybody to Google you, and it'll take you right to your work on MLB.com. But what I like about it is, in today's world, you know, that the little hits, the little vignettes, maybe a minute or two, and the little story, but you get to the heart of what's going on. And Joey Biagini, and we had him on the show last year, and he was one of my stranger interviews of the year, I want to tell you. And then when I started to see what you wrote about him, I started to understand a little bit more of his personality. Share that one with us.
So this is actually an interview he did last season, and I think one of our social people kind of came up with it, and he just said, "Hey, look at this quote from Joe," and I read it, and I didn't realize how much of a colorful personality it was. This is from Sportsnet, and as you're reading this interview, he just doesn't hold back, and he even mentioned one of his teammates, Russell Martin. He couldn't understand what he was saying, and he was trying to learn a different language, and it was basically learning different languages and being told to shut up. But with Joe, he was throwing at this Big Bird poster, and that was basically the guy who was catching his throwing segments and to keep himself ready during the off season and everything like that, when his dad couldn't do it or his agent's a former player. But he would just throw out this Big Bird poster and it had an inspirational quote on it: "You can do it," and you know, whatever helps, man. And he even, you know, as you're reading this article, you're realizing, like, that's really fun. We can highlight more of the personalities of this. And I love how the baseball players are opening up to the media, not taking it too seriously. And even when they are taking it seriously, it's beautiful to see, because they're being more outspoken. But this is just a fun overall article to read. We had to highlight that piece of him playing catch with the Big Bird poster.
Yeah, I loved it. Come on, the guy is throwing to a Big Bird poster that says, right, you can do it. And when I interviewed him, by the end of the interview, he was interviewing me. And, you know, Joey Biagini, former Giant farmhand from the Bay Area. So I thought it was a lot of fun. The one you had on this morning, I looked about the D-backs pitcher from last night. And it was his major league debut. And you know how baseball players like to mess around with everybody. What'd they do to this guy?
Okay, so Matt Cook, I live in Reno, so he's been around here for a while. It's the AAA affiliate of the Diamondbacks is the Reno Aces. And when Matt got bumped up, you know, he was a quick replacement for Taiwan Walker, who's going under surgery. Not going to be the permanent replacement, but that doesn't mean he's not going to get any sort of hazing. So what happened was, before the game, the rest of the Diamondbacks said, "Hey, Matt, you know, go out and get ready for the game. We'll be right behind you." So he kind of runs up on top of the dugout, and he's sitting there solo by himself. And you can kind of hear these fake crickets in the background, like, "Where's my team? Where's everybody else at?" So he, like, points to the dugout. He points to everybody. Of course, nobody's going to tell the Diamondbacks, like, "Hey, that was pretty messed up." But it was a really good faulty thing, and it wasn't anything crude, anything like that. But he seemed like he was all about it, and he actually pitched a gem last night against the Padres, and the Diamondbacks did really, really well too. And my other favorite players broke up a no-hitter, and that was great to watch. So it was nice to see. It was fun, and it wasn't any sort of ridiculous hazing, and I really loved seeing that.
Well, baseball's full of that. Otani, when he hit his home run and he came in the dugout, nobody embraced him. And he was waiting for that to happen. But tell us about where you can find the Cut 4 on MLB.com. Because I always just Google you, and then it takes me right to it. But how do you find it?
You're just going to go to MLB.com/cut4. But you can also find it on the front page. A lot of times our different posts are going to be right up there to kind of break up the news and do the more fun stuff like I mentioned previously. So just MLB.com/cut4. I'm also on Twitter. We're huge on social media @cut4, and all of our fun stuff is on there as well.
Yeah, as I said, you know, you get a little video, then you get your commentary on the piece, and it's very easy to enjoy it. And it's part of, you know, I watch a lot of MLB TV. And with Heidi Watney, you know, at 10 o'clock, you know, Heidi always does the highlights, but you only get the hits. You know, you don't kind of get this kind of stuff. That's really the heart of baseball. So I kind of like, I like what you're doing. I think it's really good.
Oh, good. That warms my heart. I'm so glad.
No, I do. It's fun. I must tell you, I looked at all of them. Hernan Perez, how about him? What he did. This is a good one. We saw this with Joey Votto, and he messed around with the fans a couple of weeks ago. This guy went even further.
Yeah, so obviously you mentioned Joey Votto. He's my favorite player. He's the biggest heel in baseball. And it's nice to know that he's not going to be the main guy kind of messing with fans. And when Hernan Perez was playing at Citi Field against the Mets, he basically just messed with the fans in left field. He looked like he was going to throw the ball, but he didn't. He eventually went back and gave a young fan a ball, which is always something that you should do. And then the fans were heckling him, so he was heckling them back. And I believe there was a giveaway of some sort of Mets mitt, a faux mitt, and he stole a fan's Mets mitt and threw it, I believe, to the bat boy or the ball girl or whoever it was, just to kind of mess with everybody. And unfortunately, I got some negative feedback because I was very pro what was happening. But I think it's great for baseball to show these guys are human. They're characters. They're having fun with it. And he ultimately gave a souvenir to a young kid. So it wasn't all out of bad, negative attitudes or anything like that. But he was having fun. And that's ultimately what the main goal was.
And you could see he's laughing while he's doing it. So it was cool. And then he took the glove from the guy, and the guy said, no big deal. And
exactly.
So I thought it was pretty funny to see it. What's your take on the Giants so far? I know you know the game of baseball, and I kind of talked about it that maybe there's a little bit of a turning point this week. They're pitching beautifully. They had tough games in Arizona, and then last night Big Mac came in and really ignited things last night. What's your take on the Giants?
Yeah, last night I think the win was super important. And I've noticed with the Giants, I was nervous with Andrew McCutchen and Evan Longoria adjusting to that ballpark. It's definitely AT&T is very much a pitcher's park. And you know, when Jeff Samardzija takes advantage of it, you could really see it. And when it came to the weather, I was worried about, but then Andrew McCutchen kind of shut me up in that aspect. I said, okay, you know what you're doing, never mind. And everything like that. But I noticed with the run, they just weren't hitting, they weren't getting a lot of runs. And if you look over the past several games, if they weren't scoring, they were only scoring one or two runs. And it's mainly just one run. And it's a redundant statement. You know, you have to get players to cross the plate and everything like that. So I think once they get their hitting together, it's going to be great. Madison Bumgarner, I believe Bochy opened up and said around May is when Mad Bum should be back. I think that's going to be huge. And my biggest concern with the Giants heading into the season was their pitching. You know, last year I had so much excitement towards Melanson, and that didn't work out as well as I was anticipating. Obviously, injuries happened, but they're in the NL West, and the Diamondbacks are really surprising. They're always a really good team, but they're leading the NL West right now, and they're coming out really strong. So it's not like their competition is stiff. And of course, the Rockies didn't have Nolan Arenado for a while, so that kind of, I think, made them a little bit less strong as you may want them to be. So I feel like, you know, their pitching is coming back. Last night was certainly starting a really good, hopefully positive outlook. I'm seeing Holland being more confident is great as well. But like you mentioned, their pitching, as long as their pitching is going well, I think that's going to be great. And if they continue to make contact with the ball, they're always going to be a great team. And I really want them to give the rest of those teams a run for their money because they're always such a fun team to watch. And but you're going up against the Diamondbacks, and that rest of the NL West, minus you know the Padres, is obviously going to be difficult. But they're all going to be okay. And obviously, if Hunter Pence stays healthy and continues what he needs to do, I think they're just going to be very successful.
Well, we'll see. There's 143 games to go, but when you pitch and you're fifth, and the Phillies lead the National League in starting rotation ERA, and which is really maybe the shock of the century here for baseball. But Giants are right there. They're fifth in starting pitching ERA. You know, it's funny. You mentioned something, and it jogged my memory. You mentioned about the weather. You did something with Mike Trout about the weather. How about that little cut for you did?
Yeah, so this was something I was really excited about. Obviously, Mike Trout's fun to watch. Doesn't really matter what's going on with him. But he had a very busy offseason. He got married. He attended the Super Bowl. His team won the Super Bowl. And we found out he's kind of a nerd when it comes to weather. And when there was all that weather, and the weather's still happening, the crazy weather is still happening, he was literally chasing these storms. And him and Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel were just geeking back and forth these text messages, and Jim Cantore actually came on LB Network and spoke about it and how him and Mike Trout bond over the snow and the weather. And to know that he's just a geek like it as well is great. And his wife Jessica said, if I see one more map about the darn weather, I'm going to turn off your text messages. It was too much. So he geeks out about it, and I believe it was another Orioles player was geeking out about the weather as well. So if you ever ask Mike Trout about the weather, he's all about it, and recently wrote about it because he was playing in the snow. So I made this joke like, wow, Mike Trout is playing baseball in the snow. This is practically his Super Bowl right now. So he was, I mean, obviously freezing, and he said it was the coldest game he's ever played, but part of him is like, I like the weather, but this is a little intense. So you like the idea of it, but to actually play in it was rough, but for him to play in the snow was kind of a geeky moment for me, considering I just wrote about that.
Yeah, I never knew that. I think he hit a home run in that game as well, and that didn't seem to bother him. And Connor Gillespie used to play for the Giants, would chase the storms in the Midwest, where you get the crazy tornadoes and all that.
That's
stuff.
Weird. When people want to actually run after tornadoes, Godspeed, but that's a little rough for me. Yeah,
a little different. It's not your ideal date. Let's put it that way.
Right. Exactly.
All
right. Yes.
All right. Great to have you on. As I said, MLB.com and /cut4. But they're little short vignettes with video, and then Jessica gives a little bit of dialogue with it, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm glad to have you on, and you're welcome anytime.
Oh, thanks, Marty. I really appreciate it.
All right, very good. All right, Jessica Kleinschmidt, check it out. Actually, it's a lot of fun. It's a lighter side of baseball, and, you know, you want the scores and everything else that's going on, but she really comes up with good things on this thing.